Tucked away on a remote section of coastline on Seldovia Bay, a small group of local kids are getting hands-on with the natural world and learning about the plants, animals, and geography around them while having a lot of fun in the process. KBBI's Aaron Selbig spent a day with the kids and has this story.
You can hear waterfall in the distance. So across the bay, there's some waterfalls.
SVT Prevention Program Coordinator Laurel Hiltz leads me into the camp, which is headquartered about 5 miles out of town on a magnificent bayside vista at the Sea Otter Lodge at Harmony Point. Stopping to point out 3 roped-off square plots of land near the lodge, Hiltz says the theme of this year's camp is archaeology.
The kids are going to come and actually work through the different levels, and they'll have borrowed artifacts that will be at different layers representing different periods of time. So obviously the top layers being the most recent and then working their way down.
As I join the group on the very first day of camp, it becomes quickly apparent that Culture Camp is not your typical summer camp with a heavily regimented itinerary of activities to keep the kids focused. Although it does have a loose itinerary, Culture Camp is way more laid back. Kids here are free to explore the natural world, free to play spontaneously, and free to make games up on the spot. During a long morning hike up to the headwaters of Seldovia Bay, in a bayside patch of tall grass, taller than a few of the small kids, the group decides on an impromptu game of hide-and-seek. While Richard, the only boy in a group of 7 campers, volunteers to hide, everyone else counts to 30.
27, 28, 29, 30!
Ready or not, here we come!
Richard and Carmen are brother and sister. Their family splits its time between Anchorage in the winter and Seldovia in the summer. 7-year-old Carmen says she's been to Culture Camp several times, but she always learns new things.
Well, last time I learned this red type of rock is, if you crunch it up and add water, it makes paint.
Richard is the only boy at Culture Camp this year, but he doesn't seem to mind.
Nah, it happens all the time.
Really?
Yeah, gives me more people to bug.
Bug all the girls?
Yeah.
Okay.
These are little handheld ones, and this is what people...
Richard gets his turn to lead some of the girls after lunch when camp counselor Tracy sends the campers out in groups of 3 on a GPS treasure hunt. After a quick lesson on the ins and outs of handheld GPS units, the groups are given a laminated card with grid coordinates on it and are instructed to follow them to a series of 3 checkpoints. At each checkpoint, the group will get a clue to their final destination, which is the location of a mystery prize. And with that, Richard, Mariah, and Tia are off.
Is it up here?
Yep.
We're going in the right direction.
It doesn't take long for the kids to get turned around.
Really? Let me read the card. Let me see the card right now. Right now. Here, I see it inside the plant.
Okay, inside a plant whose needles can be used to make tea.
After a few fits and starts, the kids begin to figure things out.
That way is north, because Homer is that way.
Yeah.
And we're in the south area.
Okay. Yeah, so we need to go
west.
West.
She said
that
it's
way. Up.
Wait. Never eat sour waffle. No, it's this way.
No, it's this
Never eat soggy waffles.
It takes a while, but the group eventually finds the Holy Grail, a metal cash box hidden in the base of a rotting tree stump.
What's the treasure?
Hershey's bar.
Hershey's milk chocolate.
To be exact.
I'm going to have some.
Later in the evening, the culture campers will hear some storytelling from local native elders, and then they'll take off on an evening nature hike focusing on Aleutic plant uses. The next day, it's time for some lessons in archaeology with visiting staff members from the Pratt Museum in Homer. Reporting from Culture Camp in Seldovia, and sorry to have to leave, I'm Aaron Selbig.